We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlemagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Jeff's hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, September 20th. It is September 20th, right? Yeah, September 20th. Goes to six Santo Amaro University students who have been expelled from said university. Now, stories like this make me feel like we really are in a multiverse, and it's quite possible that a lot of things we see online are from Earth, just not the Earth we live on. I'm serious when I say this, people. I believe there are multiple feeds being broadcasted at once from several different Earthuses, because sometimes you see things and you like, those aren't the same kind of humans that I share space with. Not on this third rock from the sun. They from a planet Earth, just not the one we are, because I can't think of any possible reason why six students attending a university of higher learning would do what these young men did, at least not in this era. Okay, if you're born in the 1900s like I am, 1978 to be exact, then you know the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, whole different world. Oh, it was a wild time, okay? What these men did, though, I personally believe would make some of the worst of us from that era cringe, okay? I believe what these six young men did would make anybody who was wilding say y'all went too far. Not just went too far, but really got me thinking they need their heads examined. Okay, remember when adults would say that to us as kids? That boy need his head examined, okay? What's wrong with his brain? Y'all got to take him to go see somebody. In retrospect, I believe they was talking about a therapist. Okay, so salute to all of us who eventually went to go see somebody. But these six individuals really need a psychological evaluation. Or they got to be drug tested, because what they did is despicable.
What?
And you know it's despicable when I say despicable, because I don't even like to use the word despicable, because I have a lisp and I end up spitting everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to FBC off of the report, please.
Santo Amaro University has expelled several students after footage of them went viral this week. The Brazilian university saw male students from the indoor football team sitting on the sidelines watching the women's volleyball team with their pants around their ankles. After the team won the volleyball championship, The players stormed the court and appeared to perform a group masturbation celebration.
Are those their dicks? Oh my God, their dicks are out. There's dicks everywhere. Why is there mad penises on the court?
The half-naked group of students paraded around the gym, touching their genitalia, as those in the stands looked on in disgust. Sao Camilo University confirmed the incident originally took place in April. However, footage of the moment went viral over the weekend. The Santo Amaro University announced six students had been expelled this week, but did not name them. For FBCR News 8, I'm Wayne Kerr.
FBCR. Fake Breakfast Club report. Real story. Just a fake news report. Just real story. That's a true story. It's not a real news station. You understand what I'm saying here, right?
Yes.
Okay. Six male students sitting on the sidelines, watching the women's volleyball team with their pants around their ankles, storm the court and appear to perform a group masturbation celebration, a celebratory circle jerk, a synchronized five-finger shuffle, a board of buffing the vampire slayers. Okay. How many males does it take to make Pearl Jam? Apparently six. And I, for the life of me, don't understand how someone can come up with an idea like this, run it by other people, and nobody, not one person, said hell no. And now what's nuts about this is these people, according to the Brazilian president had to comment on this because he's in town for the UN meetings in New York. Sidebar, y'all know that ain't nothing but NY Fashion Week for world leaders, right? They just partying and fake working. Same drugs, same hookers as Fashion Week, just under the guise of politics. But the Brazilian president said this was a disgusting, unacceptable episode. The behavior of young people who are at the university who intend to be doctors and take care of people. Future doctors. Six of them together, all seasoning their meatloaf at the same time. It's like they was competing on Top Chef trying to see who can make the tastiest tartar sauce. And we were just having this discussion with Taraji P. Henson last hour. How you don't want your children to end up making a mistake that's going to cost them? Remember we had that discussion?
Yes.
And to me, this is what this is. Are these kids' lives over? No, absolutely not. But is it a temporary feeling that led to a permanent decision? Yes, because that permanent decision was they're expelled. I don't know what the process is to get back in school, but I know it's not going to be an easy one, especially when you have a crime on your record like this. I don't know how things are in Brazil, but public masturbation is a misdemeanor. You know, here in America, you can go to jail or get fined, but even greater than that, I simply don't trust you. Why would I trust you to be a productive member of society, a doctor, when you're making poor decisions like this? And y'all decided to audition the finger puppets in public in front of everyone? What the hell y'all doing when you think folks aren't looking? If this is what y'all do when y'all in public, what are y'all doing when you think folks aren't looking? Now, y'all know me. I encourage people, if you see something, say something. And apparently these young men love to go around shaking hands with the milkman. They love scratching Yoda behind the ears, okay? A bunch of young Jedi's jerking. And they may not know it, but there have been people on campus who have come forward to tell us what the hell has been going on with the Squirt Hockey 6. Apparently these dudes spear the bearded clam everywhere, and folks feel like they have to defend themselves against them. We have a black American who goes to Santo Amaro University and told us some things about an incident he had with the Squirt Hockey 6. Let's go to FBCR for the report, please.
One nigga got that nigga out of this, thank God. Yeah, I had to fight some nigga bathroom. No homo, we slipping on semen. We niggas was jerking off in the bathroom.
Whoa. Whoa. Listen.
What in the
listen,
hell?
Listen, Squirt Hockey 6. Only thing I can tell you is sometimes it takes a false turn every now and then to arrive at the right destination. I repeat, sometimes it takes a false turn every now and then to arrive at the right destination. That is true. But y'all need to get y'all heads examined. Okay, what the hell was you thinking? You wasn't thinking. Was it crack? It gotta be crack. All right, tell me it was drugs, because if it wasn't, humans really might be doomed as a species. Please let Remy Ma give the Squid Hockey 6 or the Squirt Hockey 6 from Santo Amaro University the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
The Squirt Hockey 6 from Santo Amaro University.
I just don't understand. Like, you get those people together and be like, hey, this is a good idea.
Not one person said no.
Let's drop our pants, grab our meat, and run on court.
Not one person said nah.
Not one person said nah, this is stupid.
Like, not one?
That person.
Out of six people is a lot of people that have to agree to do something like this. Not one. These are college students. going to school to be doctors, and not one person said, nah, bro.
We've all did stupid stuff when we were young.
Not like that.
Ain't nothing wrong with being a little gay. Everybody's a little gay.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. I don't know. But, yeah, that's just wild.
Is that gay? I don't know.
Yeah, well, yes. That's not something I'd be like, hey, Charlamagne, join me in the bathroom. I want to be, you know.
I'm going to human resources. Straight to human resources.
Yeah, like, it's just, that's straight weird. Human resources. It's like something straight, you don't see with your people. Like, I've never been with my people to say,
I can
hey.
Retire from that one. I can retire after that.
Yeah.
That check would be crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never seen anybody, you know, I'm with the homies. Like, yo,
never.
Let's do something.
Never.
Let's just run up at McDonald's and like, this has never happened.
Now, that makes me think, right? What if you and four or five of your homeboys decided to go rob a store, right? Mm-hmm. Or four or five of your homeboys decided to go do a home invasion. What's crazier? That or this?
It's all stupid. Because
it's all stupid.
Right.
But we look at this like, this is unbelievable. We can't believe it. But that other one is just like, oh, that's just a little stupid. Like, damn. You know what I mean? We'd probably make excuses. Yeah, yeah. Back in the day, we'd make excuses for the home invasions and the robberies.
But if you had a choice.
What do you mean if I had a choice?
If there was one that you had to do, which one would it be?
Oh, boy. That shouldn't be a tough one. But wow. You know what I'm saying?
Like, would you rather the home invasion or would you and your one, man like to, you know?
One is perverted and immature and disgusting.
But one could get you jail time.
Yeah, I don't want to answer this question. How about that? I just choose not to answer it.
Choose not to answer.
I have no reason to answer this question on this radio this morning.
BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Reason. Peace, BET.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtime's a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.